Welcome to this talk from the Canando Zen Meditation Center. Located in Mountain View, California, Canando's meditation practice is open to the public. For more information or to get in touch with us, you can visit our website at canando.org. That's K-A-N-N-O-N-D-O.org.
Hi, thanks for coming. My talk tonight is called The Light Within Us. So here we are in this special place. We're all students trying to learn and to follow the way. No matter our age or experience, we all are curious to know, what does it mean to be on the path? It involves making the aspiration to follow the Buddha's teachings, while also having to face our all too human failings. It also entails the mind often running away and then coming back to the breath again and again until the bell rings to end Zazen. Running away and then coming back to the breath is the simple description of Zazen itself. But it can be discouraging, as it sometimes has been for me, not to ever feel that I was, quote, getting better at it. I sat Zazen for about 7 or 8 years before I really began to feel a spark of real change. It was tiny and flickered in and out, but I was encouraged by it, and I began to feel a small stirring of joy in my everyday life. So, because of this unexpected sense of self-acceptance and openness to everything that came into my life, I felt encouraged to continue on this path. Every time I sat on the cushion, every time I sit on the cushion, I allow myself to stay open to whatever shows up. Sometimes what shows up is a tangle of thoughts, opinions, memories, which I need to let go of. On the other hand, it may be a feeling, a sense of being supported by myriad beings whose energy resonates and is present with us in the Zendo, encouraging all of us who are sitting together. After all, so many periods of Zazen have taken place in our Zendo over the course of almost 20 years now. So many sesshins, so many Zen students have sat and meditated here. Our teacher, Les Kay, as well as Zen guest speakers have sat on the cushions, given or listened to Dharma talks, lit incense, participated in ceremonies, and have taken care of this space. Even now that our founding teacher, Les, has stepped down as abbot and can only join us via Zoom, thank you, Les. Still, we feel the resonance of his steady presence with us. Some of us are newer to the practice, or maybe have returned after some time away, or may only be able to stay connected over Zoom. But if it is possible for you to come in person, the energy of sitting together in this resonant place is encouraged as a way to deepen your appreciation of the subtle energy of Sangha, community, in your practice. I recall a talk by Dogen that Taigen Dan Leighton quotes in his book, Zen Questions. Dogen is encouraging his students, and he says, "I simply wish for you to become intimate with your own mind field." This is one of the clearer things that I think I've ever read of Dogen saying. It's simplicity is very affecting to me. I think it's the simplest and clearest statement by Dogen I've ever read. Become intimate with your own mind field. The mind tends to become overpopulated with worries and detours, excursions into the part of past or the wished for future, knots that are challenging to untangle, all of them impediments to the practice of Zazen itself. All of our mind fields are always busy with everything. Everything except perhaps for presence and equanimity. Of course, Dogen knew this and encouraged his monks not by asking them to eliminate the mind's chatter, but by becoming intimate with it. And when we see it as it is, a field which tends to become cluttered with weeds and distractions, we can then recognize it, regain awareness, and gently return to our breath and our posture. The recognizing and coming back from our distraction is the essential activity of Zazen. Recognize that I'm distracted and I'm just going to come back. I'd be surprised if any Zen person has ever claimed to always sit with absolute inner quietness, because it's just the nature of our minds to take up thinking. Knowing this, we can dispense with frustration or self-criticism when we see that the mind has wandered and just quietly return to our breath. The emphasis in this practice is not to be discouraged and to not give up. I recently experienced, along with my husband Umar, having to empty every last thing out of our home and to live in a residence hotel for several months, with just the clothing in one carry-on suitcase for each of us. We had expected to have our ceiling scraped and painted and all the old carpet removed and replaced with hardwood-like flooring, which would have taken perhaps at most a few weeks. But it was found that the insulation in all the walls also had asbestos. And the entire interior of our house was taken down to the wooden skeleton of the studs. So it had to be rebuilt from scratch. It was very difficult to accept, difficult to manage paying our monthly bills and conducting the normal everyday business of life, as well as handling timely payments to the builders. I often felt discouraged and under pressure and kind of lost, but not being able to live in our own home, it was just harder. Also, I had to concentrate, though, on the blessing of having a place to live while the project was in progress, and the refuge of having Kanendo Zendo for meditation. We both concentrated on all that we have to be grateful for, including the residence in room that provided us with the basics of shelter and safety. Staying focused and sane under the duress of the situation was essential. And somehow we managed to do it. We often felt discouragement, but with the help of our practice and Trader Joe's mochi ice cream, we managed. Keeping in mind Dogen's advice to become intimate with your own mind field also enabled me to stay focused on the positive outcome of a newer and safer home to come back to at the end. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes, Dan.
When Dogen talks of a mind field, I think it means two things. I think of it as two things. One is our mental minefield, but I also think that, you know, when we talk of mind in Buddhism, it's a collective.
I think I kind of covered that in the feeling of this space, because I often feel, just when I'm relaxed and just breathing and watching my breath, I feel as if I'm supported somehow. And part of it is the myriad of people who've been part of this group over the years, and just the energy that we all bring and leave from having sat here. So that's part of what makes Canando really special. Thank you. Anybody else have a question or a comment? Yes, Craig.
When I was sitting, my brain was very scattered, and I felt like I wasn't doing anything right, and I kept falling asleep, and everything was going wrong. And I was feeling very discouraged. I was thinking of maybe just leaving.
No.
So I just wanted to thank you for...
I do encourage you not to give up. It's, we all go through, we all go through these times of, uncertainty and just thinking, oh, I just must not be doing this right. And as I said, for me in the early part of it, I just decided, I'm just going to sit until I see if anything happens. And I think that, it was the right thing to do, because eventually there were subtle but important changes in the way that I sat and the way that I felt sitting zazen for 40 minutes at a time, or sitting in sesshins. We had so many sesshins that in Canando over those years, and every time, by the time it got to be around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would be sort of like falling asleep and almost like falling over, and just felt like, no, I just have to go, I have to keep it up. And I had a lot of stubbornness to stay with it, and I don't know if that did me any good at all, but It just, there was something special about sitting sesshins together in this zendo. And, I think that it kind of helps to devote a day to, to doing meditation like that every once in a while. We've had a couple of them, in the past year. So I think everybody was happy to go back to them. Yes, Lourdes.
I mean, as long as I have met you, you provide comfort and strength, and the way you live, it's such an inspiration.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to thank you, because it's been, you're an inspiration of not only strength, but also of kindness and love and patience.
Thank you so much, Lourdes. Thank you. That's really kind of
you. So, Lila, how to put down for the starts, we sat two sesshins over here at Canando. The first one that we sat, that we said, was it 2 days or 3 days?
It was 2 days.
Okay. So, 2 days. And the first day I sat in the evening, I was thinking, I'm going to die. it's just like, I was literally this feeling that I'm going to die. I've been doing this for 15 years and 17 years now, and I'm thinking I'm going to die. And then something happened after the first sitting. Something, that whole feeling of death jump changed into this sort of happiness. That I was thinking, suddenly the whole sort of thinking change turned itself onto its head. And it said, look, how far you've come, where you've come from, what you have seen, and all those moments in your life have brought you to this place. This place in Mountain View, 1972 Rock Street, in the corner of this, you know, zendo, you're sitting and looking at the wall. You know, so I was thinking, and I said to myself, I said, you know, thank you to the sort of creative source that is out there, you know, the big mind, and for this opportunity. And it was very sort of uplifting. And the other thing that happened while living in the hotel, yes, there were moments of anger and resentment and all that stuff, but I was reading and I was listening to a lecture, and I had gone to see Les, and Les had said to me, forget about your past. He said, let your past go. Not forget about your past, let your past go, it's gone. And I was listening to a lecture after that, and this person said, yes, to let your past go, you have to take responsibility for it. And I'm thinking, well, what does he mean? And then he explained, and he said, well, you have to take the responsibility for everything that good has happened to you and everything bad that has happened to you. And I was thinking, good is very easy, bad is difficult, right? So I sat there and I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be really difficult and really hard. Then I came and sat Zazen one morning, and that sort of shifted. It turned into, it said, okay, how about if we take this word responsibility and turn it into acceptance? You know, accept the good and the bad. And it was just like this sort of calming sort of effect came on me. I was like, oh, this I can do. That I can accept what has, even the bad that was happening to me, because I was there. You can't deny it. You know, all the bad stuff has happened. So I have to accept it. That's the only way out. And with this whole process, you know, of going through this change of the house and living somewhere else, it was nothing else but acceptance and dealing with what is in front of you, with what you had, what little you had. You had to make do with. You know, so what came out of it was also this feeling of, oh, you don't need that much in life to live. You know, you accept what has happened, you accept where you are, there is no more, and whatever little it is, this is it, right in front of you. This is what you accept. You do that, do what you need to do, and you just live your life. And it was just this feeling that was there, but you know, the first session was really tough, but it just put me on sort of the edge right there, sitting there going, okay, this is going to be difficult. But the second that we did in February became easier. So, but it just comes from, you know, taking that, as she's saying, the mind field. You know, it's just like this is all going on in the mind. You know, everything that we do is in the mind. It's just future, past, all that stuff happens while we're right here. It doesn't happen in the future. It doesn't happen in the past. We're the ones who keep going back and forth. You know, when we let go and we come to this moment we're sitting with everybody, it has so much energy, you know, that it doesn't take our energy away, it just actually gives us more electricity to live in the world in a better manner.
Yeah, I often feel that it's not only those of us who are here, but you know, there are, you know, resonances of all the people who've sat here. Yeah. That there's a woman who came to sit one day here who's a little bit on the psychic side. And she said, I could swear I looked around and thought I saw somebody in a red robe lighting incense at the altar. And I said, we don't have red robes here. But she felt that, you know, perhaps she had seen somebody from the ancient Chinese tradition or something like that. And I can't laugh that off at all, because I feel that, you know, the resonances of all the people who've sat here, over the years, you know, may still be vibrating in this space for us and kind of encouraging us along. So that was kind of the sense that I had the other day in Zazen, which is why I wanted to share that with all of you. Does anybody else have a question or a comment? Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for listening.
This talk was brought to you by the Canando Zen Meditation Center in Mountain View, California. For more information or to support this podcast, go to canando.org. That's K-A-N-N-O-N-D-O.org.